What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 16th of June. It's a slow news Tuesday the 16th of June. So coming at you with not a lot to say. So if I'm not that entertaining, hopefully my pet moth that has been flying around the room all day might entertain you on my behalf when he keeps distracting me, because I can see him now at the corner of my eye. He keeps going past and around, but I'm going to let him do his thing. If he flies by, you might see him fly through my one ear and fly out the other ear. That would be a good party trick. But that's only going to happen if you're watching the video. So if you're listening on the podcast, wherever you are in the world or in the galaxy or in the solar system, there are videos on YouTube that you can see, watch. Mini videos, the full length of this video. Whether you want to see and watch me talk, that's your prerogative. But as I said, you might get to see my magic tricks with my little pet moth. I haven't given him a name. Gary, that's the pet moth's name. I've got Dave the ghost, and now I've got Gary the pet moth. That's his temporary name, because I don't particularly like that name, but it's the name that comes straight to my head. So who's Gary? Why am I thinking about Gary all of a sudden? Does Gary owe me money? Do I owe Gary money? Why is Gary in my mind? I've no idea. Anyway, but I'm just filling time because I've got no news to talk about. Apart from, we can go on holiday soon. Oh, I was going to say, did you spend all day at the Primark yesterday? Like millions and millions and millions of people did. The queues were ridiculous. The pictures in the paper, that's pretty much what the paper's full of. Pictures of people queuing at Primark. So that's the news. Because people was after their fast fashion, like fast food, they're going to like go and gorge on it, come out with bags and bags and bags, and then feel really depressed that they've spent all their money on pretty much shit clothes, because the quality is pretty fucking poor. You know, it's good for some stuff, but you know, I don't think I'll be queuing at fucking Primark anytime soon, let's put it that way. I don't think I'll be queuing anywhere really anytime soon. I can't fucking stand queuing at shops. I'm already doing the post office, and that is a fucking pack. I went to the post office today, queued up, got all the way to the front with a big pile of fucking posts that I had to post, but I booked it all online, and I thought that they printed the labels, but they do at the place around the corner, but that's Royal Mail Depot, I found out. And I went queued up at the post office because that place was shut, and they don't print them off at the post office. You have to go to the Royal Mail Depot. So it's all fucked. And it's like you got the Royal Mail, which is one thing, you got the post office, which is another thing, and then you got Parcel Force, which is another thing. All three of them. But there always should be one, but now they're all separate. So it confused me, and I wasted my time and wasted my journey once again. And I didn't get to see the postman to give him my dirty look for sending that parcel back to me yesterday. Oh, and I had to drop that off again as well. So that one's done more travelling than me, that parcel has this year. It's been around, it's been back to me, and now it's going off on its journey to where it's meant to be, which is right up north somewhere. What's the chances of it coming back to me again? Very good, I think, because some of the post office people were fucking taking the piss. I've already had three things last week got smashed. one thing I sent four things to one bloke, two of them got smashed. Now he wants to send the four back. I said no, I'm not having all four back, two of them are all right, I'll fucking have the two back. And he's trying to cut deals with me, and I'm like, no, I'll just reimburse you for the two that got broke. And he's going, well, why don't you reimburse me and I keep them for spare parts? Well, like, well, that ain't fucking, why don't I have them back and sell them for spare parts? It's a cheeky fucker. It's crazy. People taking the people trying it on. When you sell things online, the fucking ball's always in the favour of the fucking buyer. I've got somebody else who like just doesn't want it. I've sent it to them, they don't want it. So I'm having to pay the fucking label to send. I have to send them a postage label for them to send it back just because they don't want it. And that was on eBay. And eBay said, no, you got to pay. You have to send them a shipping label. And then when it gets back, you reimburse them the fucking shipping label and the item from before. So that all these things are doing travel. And, waste, again, time wasters. Anyway, enough about me. We can go on holiday. I'll tell you what, I'll jump on a plane and go on holiday, have a fucking break, because although everybody's thinking the same thing, because the shops are open. Not the shops. We can go on holiday to Spain in 5 days' time, is what I'm trying to say. 5 days and counting for many people. Flights are probably going to be expensive, I imagine. You're going to catch you when you go, like, you buy it one way. I've done this before to Ibiza for a ticket one way. It's 50 quid. You try and catch a return, and it's 350 quid. So make sure you buy it all before you go. Otherwise, they'll fucking sting you if you get there on a cheap one. They catch you out. But, yeah, so you can go to Spain in 5 days' time. The Germans are already there, so there'll be no sunbeds left. There'll be... They'll have all the best spots, all the best... I mean, they're on the ball when it comes to anything like that, aren't they? They're organised, and I'm totally unorganised, so I always just get whatever, you know. I just like to chill and just fucking do it in my own time, and I always fuck myself up because, as I said, I think I'll go, but I don't know if I want to go for 4 days or I don't want to go for 7 days, so I'll just make my mind up when I'm over there. And that's how I caught myself with a £350 fucking flight back. So the Germans will be like, no, we're going for 7 days and we're going to be all inclusive. We're not going to leave that spot. We're going to get that sunbed and we're going to stay on it non-stop. I'm going to screw my name plate into the back of the sunbed. Just totally efficient. They booked all the restaurants for the whole week. They know what they're doing, breakfast, dinner and lunch. Well, they're all inclusive, but they'll if they are going out, they'll have it booked, sorted. And that's the way to live a very efficient and cost-effective lifestyle. I'll do the opposite of that. But I like to not know what's fucking around the corner. I like a little bit of surprise, you know what I mean? I like to live on a little bit of... You know, excitement as to what, but fucking, there's nothing less exciting about a £350 fucking flight home from Spain, which took 6 hours because I had to do a fucking 6 hour stop. No, it took, sorry, 9 hours because I had to do a 6 hour stop over in Madrid. So it was all wrong, that was. Anyway, this is all about me, this one. Shocking figures, the doll, we're all going to be on the doll. Well, everybody, the doll figures. We're going to be passing the 3 million mark, 3 million people on the dole, highest since the 80s. I remember everybody on the dole in the 80s. It was shit that I was on the dole, but it was all good fun because everybody was out on the piss in the parks or in the fucking, sitting around the shopping centres and playing football and whatever. So you had to do something with your time. You're on the dole, but you might as well fucking enjoy it. So everybody was like, you know, hanging around the pub. And some of them actually fucking, where I on the council estate, some of them fucking loved it. Being on the dole was like the fucking, all the fun of the fair. In fact, some of them stayed on the dole even when they went back to work. They just got a job, cash in hand, and then stayed on the dole. But, you know, people want to get on in life these days. But yeah, 3 million mark. I mean, there was a lot of hard times back then as well. Don't get me wrong. You know, look at all the films, all the programmes, Boys from the Black stuff. That's fucking, that puts a stamp on it right there. When everyone's like, when the guy, was it Bozza? I forgot his name now. Giss a job. Used to go around going, Giss a job, Giss a job, Giss a job. And then if he got a job, I don't think they kept him on very long because he was struggling mentally, but it was Giss a job. Bricklayer, out of work. So, and that song, 1 in 10 by, what's it called, UB40. UB40. Their name came about because of the doll situation in the 80s. So, 70s, well, the late 70s and the 80s. And 1 in 10 was a song about it. And that's one of the best songs of UB40 anyway. Fellow Brummies, UB40, from Birmingham, from my neck of the woods. And what's it called? The most high-profile Brummy band, I think. Anyway, there's plenty of talented people to come out of Birmingham. Don't get me fucking started on that. And I'm one of them. Fucking, you can mark my words. But yeah, let's. But yeah, hopefully everything will bounce back. Different times now, isn't it? Everyone's gonna fucking just get. You just gotta diversify and see what kind of fucking makes money in these times. Like somebody selling, they're saying that swimming pools and jacuzzis are fucking top sellers at the moment. So there's people out of work and they're like sitting at home going, oh, fucking, you know, I'm bored. What can I do? I know, I'll buy a swimming pool. I know, I'll buy a fucking jacuzzi. You know, that's the other end of the scale. I don't think people on my council estate are sitting at home going, you know what, I think I'll buy myself a swimming pool. No, what they're thinking is, you know what, I'm going to go and swim. I'm going to walk down to the rich people's area and climb over the fence and swim in the rich person's swimming pool. That's what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to go out late at night and nick somebody's blow-up jacuzzi out of their back garden because I can't afford it. It's all, you know, that's a little bit of fun, stealing a jacuzzi. I don't think it's quite the same as, like, you know, mugging somebody or robbing their car. Imagine that, waking up and your jacuzzi's disappeared. What the fuck? Where's that gone? Because it's not the easiest thing to get out of there, but people do. It's not the easiest thing to fucking take out of somebody's back garden, is it? You've got to have like professional fucking, you know, you've got to deflate all the water, you know, take all the water out, fold it up, take it over the fence. But they take you a few hours. It's not even worth it, is it? You might as well just have a fucking bath, like I said, and sleep and swim in the fucking neighbour's swimming pool. Anyway, a personal trainer who got cold sores after kissing a date is suing her for 130 grand. That's a fucking, sour grapes right there, isn't it? Although he did say he caught herpes. I mean, that's a bit fucking moody. He caught herpes off a lady called, a surname, I'm not going to name her and shame her, but her surname's Lovelace. So she sounds like she's a fruity lady. She got the name for it. Anyway, whether she's changed the name to that or whether it was like unfortunate that she's got a name, Lovelace, and she's passing herpes around. I don't think, I mean, herpes, it's not exactly sexually trans. Well, it is sexually transmitted. It depends where you're getting the herpes from. From her lips, this is. But again, sexual innuendo. Which lips? Okay, but this one's the lips on her face. All right. But anyway, he caught herpes and he wants 130 grand to pay for future loss of earnings and all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, he's made the papers and everything. You'd be embarrassed to fucking put yourself on the pedestal to, for one, to tell everybody you've got it, and for two, to tell everybody, you know, that you're going to take some girl that you've kissed to court because you've caught something off her cold sore, because she never told you about her cold sore. I think it's just fucking Russian roulette when it comes to that, isn't it? Catching cold sores. I've got to say, I'm touch wood. I've been lucky about that so far. I don't think I've ever had a cold sore. I'll tell you what, I've fucking tempted fate now. One day in the future, you're going to see me on this podcast. If you're watching on the video, and you're going to see me with a fucking big John Merrick fucking cold sore right on the front of my face, like a new friend that I've got, and you're gonna hear me. If you're listening on the podcast, you're gonna hear me because I'll be lisping because it's that big, and I'll have talked myself into an embarrassing situation, a U-turn, because I said I've never suffered that situation. And then I'll be taking that girl, I'll watch this bloke's court case closely, and I'll be taking that girl to court if that's the situation that happens and he wins 130 grand. I'll be using that as my, you know, when you go to court, they use like a piece of legislation from in the past. I would go, in the case of whatever his name is, Lovelace versus Conway, I would also like to claim 130 grand for the girl that just gave me that. And I'm not going to tell you which lips I caught it off. Anyway, let's move on. On to the bloke who pissed up the statue that was saving the... doing his good deed and protecting the statues of London from the protests at the weekend, when he pissed up one of them, and he went to defend them after drinking 16 pints of lager. I don't think he's fucking defending anybody after 16 pints of lager. All he's defending is fucking his bladder by pissing all over the street. That's all he's done, and he got 14 days in prison for it, in nick for it. So embarrassing. I tell you what, if I drank 16 pints of lager, I'd probably be in nick for a lot fucking worse than that, because I wouldn't know what I was doing. And I certainly wouldn't be protecting anything. If anything, I'd be punching myself in the face thinking I was protecting somebody from somebody. But I'd just be like, you'd be punching yourself in the face, you wouldn't know where you was, would you? you'd think fucking, you'd be talking to yourself, pissing yourself. I mean, luckily, he just about got his fucking dick out probably, otherwise he'd be passed out not long after that, pissing himself. So, yeah, he's not exactly the superhero he thought he was. He's, now he's, you know, he's living to have, he's sitting down for 14 days now and he's self-thinking about that. He can't drink in there either, so if he's like fucking likes a drink, he'll fucking never do that again. At least he's like, he'll have learnt his lesson, he won't be doing that again. He'll just stick to his 16 pints and stay away from do good in deeds at the same time. Loads of raves, loads of what's it called, quarantine rave, loads of kids at a illegal rave in Manchester. I can't knock illegal raves, unfortunately, are fucking brilliant. And Every generation, in fact, they haven't had them for a while, have they? Because there's been plenty of parties, but now there's nothing to go to. People thinking of ways of partying. People are just frustrated and they want to have a fucking, you know, want to have a fucking shindig, an all night rave, and they called that one the quarantine rave. So it's like fucking, what's it called? The irony, because it's about as far from fucking quarantine as you can get, because they're all thousands of them all crammed into a field. But people like to party. You've got to let the party, and they did let the party carry on, luckily, because probably would have caused a fucking stampede if they didn't. So they're probably looking at more where that came from. But I can't knock it because I come from the fucking period of the generation of raves, and oh, we used to fucking love them, and they were you know, we talk, we reminisce, we talk about that all day long. We're always fucking you know. Everybody's always buzzing off the fucking raves, and when somebody brings out, plays an old tune from the old days, it takes you straight back. It's almost like fucking a time machine. You hear a tune, and all of a sudden you're like catapulted back into that time when you were like fucking bopping, dancing, bouncing around the field off your fucking barnet again. But that was for good cause, having a great time. No fucking fights, no trouble. Just everybody, you know, you've had about a fucking 100 new mates every time you went to a rave. You never fucking, if we had Facebook, I'll tell you what, I'd have that many mates, it would be ridiculous, but we didn't have them then, so you were mates for the night, and after that, you never seen them again. But they're still friends in my book. I still remember them. My old pals from the old Acid House raves. Anyway, speaking of party goers, what's he called? What's his name? Oh, what they call him? What's his name in the fucking EastEnders? Dean. What? I forgot his name. Dean Gaffney. What's his name in the fucking bollocks? I can't remember his name now. Dean Gaffney. Oh, he had Wellard. He had the dog Wellard. Oh, bollocks. I can't think of it. Anyway, he's at a rave. Somebody's put him at a picture in a fucking stately home with a load of strippers where everybody was sniffing. What's it called? Sniffing mysterious white powder. Well, it ain't mysterious, really, is it? There's one of a fucking couple of things that could be. And what else are they doing? And sucking on balloons. So, and I doubt it was helium. It might have been helium, but they're on the laughing gas, aren't they? But they're all dressed as superheroes, and there's loads of strippers and everything there. So they're breaking the rules, I'm afraid. I'm not having any fun, so I'm going to have to call them out. But again, they're having a party, and I can't believe that Dean Gaffney, I don't know what he's fucking, Robbie, that's it, Robbie off EastEnders. I can't believe that Robbie off EastEnders is having a fucking better time than I am, because I'm doing nothing. I'm fucking home alone. And he's there, pictured with about 100 fucking, 100 people all dressed up in all sorts of costumes, and the girls are looking fucking hot. And what they call it, they hired strippers, a wild party with strippers. I tell you what, I'm doing something wrong in this life. I've missed out on the raves there, and I missed out on the stately home party with Robbie from EastEnders. But that actually kills the buzz, really. That's like fucking, it was good party until he turned up. He's probably like made it a little bit less, what's the word, cool. I'm only joking. If he had Wellard there, I wonder if he was like signing everybody's signing his autograph or not, or was he telling people, "Do you mean I was Robbie off EastEnders? I was Robbie off EastEnders." They're all too young. They were like that. Don't remember you, mate. I don't watch it anyway. Anyway, we're running out of time. I've run out of time. All I'm going to say is, I'm going to save that one till tomorrow. So I'm going to leave it on Robbie from EastEnders. He's having a better time than me. And I could do one more. SpongeBob SquarePants has been officially become official member of the LGBTQ plus community. SpongeBob SquarePants has been welcomed into that community with open arms. Be a big arms because he's a big square thing, isn't he? But apparently people now are coming out and saying that they think he was gay. I don't care what he was. It was fucking a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, SpongeBob SquarePants, I can come back from any rave and watch him all fucking weekend long. I'll tell you what, he's a... EastEnders, what Robbie was in, I've just mentioned. EastEnders used to depress the fuck out of me when I come back. That would be on a Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, and that's the worst thing to watch when you're fucking hungover or had no sleep. SpongeBob is the best thing to watch when you're hungover and had no sleep, because I don't matter how fucking down you feel, believe me, that frown is going to be turned upside down after a fucking hour of watching SpongeBob SquarePants comedy bouncing around the screen. Anyway, I might even fucking watch one tonight now. I've got myself excited. I'm going to leave it there and hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.